Good to see you all again, December 14th. So we have 10 days to Christmas Eve, 11 days to Christmas Day. And first, I want to ask our students, how has Advent been going for you?
Good.
What's good? What are some things, please raise your hands on this. I'm curious, what have you been doing in a special way during Advent? Yep. Singing. Okay, where have you been singing? Up here in church, you sang Tuesday, didn't you? At a pageant? Yeah, excellent work. What else? During Advent. Yep, Owen.
Playing?
Like outside? Inside, outside? That's always good. The whole year it's good to exercise, right? No matter the season, it's good. Yep.
Praying.
Very good. What? How have you been praying? Good Advent. Any ways? Like, obviously you're praying. You're all praying now, right? Pray during your pageant. You guys are praying. Are you guys praying every day at church or at your school? Okay. How about personally? How have you been praying personally? It's a good thing to think about, isn't it? Do you ever talk to God or Jesus?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That's another way to pray. Another way. Yep. What's that? Getting ready for Jesus. Of course. How are you getting ready for Jesus? Yep. Go ahead. Okay. Good things. Like what? Helping others. There you go. Yep, nice. Anything else? These are great, great things. Awesome things. Yeah, we're getting ready for Christmas. It's still Advent. You know, it's good to have you. The joyful mysteries. Is that the kindergartners? The little kindergartners in the mansion, I call it. The mansion of their classroom. With the kindergartners, praise God, yes. That's what we're doing as well. The nativity or the Christmas is the third mystery of the rosary. Alright, can I have the first book, please? Thank you. Here's a good verse that we had in our reading today. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Now it's kind of interesting today because the saint I mentioned earlier, his name is Saint John of the Cross. Well, that was like 1500 years after Jesus. John the Baptist was like the messenger. He was like the bridge between all the Old Testament New Testament in the Bible. So can I have the Bible, please? Alright. Now first we'll tell, kind of science. Now it's not facts, but we can think that. You know, we think about Adam and Eve when they were alive on the earth. That was like 200,000 years like before Jesus. And you have John the Baptist right before Jesus and on the earth with him. And now we have 2,000 years. So you think about how long that was between Adam and Eve to Jesus, with St. John the Baptist, and 2,000 years now. So when Jesus was talking about John the Baptist, how important he was more than everybody before him. Okay, and after St. John the Baptist has very little with Jesus, then after. Okay, so I wanted to show the students. Get to begin. Okay, so this is the Old Testament, and you guys are learning, right? That's how much the Bible is of the Old Testament. So you have all the prophets, the kings, the stories, the pages, like that much, a lot of it, right? In the book. That's after the Old Testament. See how small it is? The New Testament. Yep, very good. In the middle is Jesus. St. John the Baptist was brought here as the Elijah, the prophet, the person that was the bridge to the Old Testament to the New Testament. He was the one to kind of bring people right to Jesus, like the last prophet before Jesus, where he would point to him, and he says several times, when we read it in the Bible, that this is the Lamb of God. Or he'd say, this is more important than me. I would not take his sandals because I am like a servant. Yet on the other side, he's so important for us. And that's why we listen to him in Advent, because he was preparing for Jesus. Okay, so it's kind of powerful stuff to think about. So continue to prepare ourselves to get ready for Christmas. Know that it's not Christmas yet, it's still Advent. And keep praying and serving, being at school, to continue to sing and grow with our Savior. Please stand.